A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole, continued. Disc 10. The band stumbled into a four-count version of Sophisticated Lady. The Nazi woman was screaming,
"And now that pure Virginia Belle, Miss Harlot O'Hara!"
An old man at one of the tables clapped feebly, and Ignatius peered over the rim of the stage and saw that the proprietress was gone. In her place stood a stand decorated with rings. What was Miss O'Hara up to? Then Darlene swept on stage in a ball gown that trailed yards of nylon net. On her head was a monstrous picture hat, and on her arm a monstrous bird. Someone else clapped.
"Mira, you are pay me now or else, cabron!"
"There sure was plenty balls at that ball, but I still got my honor," Darlene said carefully to the bird.
"Oh my God!"
Ignatius bellowed, unable to remain silent any longer.
"Is this cretin Harlot O'Hara?"
The cockatoo noticed him before Darlene did, for its beads of eyes had been focusing on Ignatius's hoop of a novelty earring ever since it had come on stage. When Ignatius bellowed, it flapped from Darlene's arm to the stage and, squawking, hopping, dashed for Ignatius's head.
"Hey!" Darlene cried. "It's the crazy man!"
As Ignatius was about to dash from the club, the bird hopped from the stage to his shoulder. It sank its claws into his smock and snagged his earring with its beak.
"Good heavens!"
Ignatius leaped up and beat at the bird with his itching paws. What avian menace had depraved Fortuna spun his way? The champagne bottles and the glasses shattered on the floor as he sprang and began staggering to the door.
"Come back here with my cockatoo!"
Darlene cried. Lana Lee was on the stage now, screaming. The band had stopped. The few old male patrons moved out of the way of Ignatius, who was floundering around among the little tables, making moose calls and beating at the mass of rose feathers welded to his ear and shoulder.
"How in the hell did that character get in here?"
Lana Lee asked the confused septuagenarians in the audience.
"Where's Jones? Somebody get me that Jones!"
"Come here, you big crazy man," Darlene hollered. "On opening night, why you had to come here on opening night?"
"Good grief,"
Ignatius gasped, feeling for the door. In his wake, he had left a trail of overturned tables.
"How dare you fiends inflict a rabid bird upon your unsuspecting customers? You may expect to be sued in the morning."